Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Be beyond my mind, beyond my lips, and my heart. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you ever have the experience of hearing a scripture passage and remembering the first time it registered on you? You can recall where you were, what you were doing, how you responded to that passage, what you were thinking about. Ever have that experience? All right, second question. Do you even listen to the readings that we have every week? This gospel passage, I remember when it first registered on me. I was Saturday night mass down at St. Andrew's in Sierra Vista. Gospel was finished, and my thought was, all right, I can take a 20-minute nap when Father Dick is preaching. I don't have to worry about this gospel. It doesn't apply to me. I'm not rich, and I'm never going to be rich. Now be careful if that was your thought. One, we ain't going 20 minutes. That's not happening. But two, people that Jesus preached to, we're not overly rich. He spoke to the poor. And the fact is that each and every one of us, no matter what our lot in life is, we all have something. Maybe a big something, maybe a little something, but it's something. And we all fight off the temptation of wanting more something. Every disciple struggles with some basic questions. How do I live in the midst of the world without becoming worldly? How do I deal with money and wealth without becoming materialistic and greedy? How do I provide for the earthly needs of myself and my family without losing my spirituality? Without losing my soul. One solution is to give it all away, go become a hermit, or join a monastery. If that is your inclination, Deacon Mark and I will be out in the courtyard after Mass. We can talk about that. But probably for all of us here, that is not the option. God asks of us far more dangerous balancing act. God asks us to live and work in the midst of the world while at the same time witnessing to values that are beyond it. God calls us through the gospel to be his witnesses and not to fall into the traps of the world. Where the rich fool went off the rails was thinking that he was in control. Good harvest lulled him into complacency. This isn't the prudent setting aside something for a rainy day, an emergency. It's something more. He started to believe that he was his own savior, that he could control his destiny. He saw himself as the center of the universe, and everything and everyone revolved around him. His attachment to his own comfort made him blind to the needs of anyone or anything other than himself. That's a dangerous place to be. So what is the solution? Well, what are we going to do with our stuff? With our something? With our treasure? Are we going to hoard it away? Safeguard it? Try to build up our own little kingdom? Or are we going to use it? Use it to foster, grow, build up God's kingdom.